Welcome to our podcast, where we delve into the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, exploring the latest threats, strategies, and technologies that protect our digital lives. Here are some major updates in Google News involving critical vulnerabilities identified in Google Chrome and Google Android. A formidable flaw has been spotted in Google Chrome, which might allow a remote code execution vulnerability. The implication of such a bug is that attackers could potentially leverage it to execute their harmful codes on susceptible systems. Concurrently, Google Chrome also exhibits vulnerability to a buffer overflow in the device trust connectors component, making it a likely target for remote attackers planning network attacks. Both these vulnerabilities are seen in earlier versions of Google Chrome. Additionally, there is another vulnerability in Google Chrome that facilitates privilege escalation, particularly in the Web Share and Extensions API components. This could permit attackers to unexpectedly acquire elevated privileges. Further, an inappropriate deployment of the full screen feature in Google Chrome on Android is a cause of worry as it permits remote attackers to potentially manipulate the URL bar contents, leading to possible phishing and other evil intentions. Meanwhile, Google Android hasn't been left unaffected either. An information disclosure vulnerability was unearthed in the Google Android Image Handler component and another in the Access Point Preference.java file that pertains to Wi-Fi access points. These flaws, if exploited, could potentially expose sensitive information to unauthorized users. Moreover, Google Android's mem_protect.c file has also been found to have a local privilege escalation vulnerability. However, in more uplifting news, Google has made public the first-ever quantum-resilient FIDO2 security key implementation, giving a significant boost to safety measures. This mechanism makes extensive use of the ECC/dilithium hybrid signature schema. It is indispensable for users of Google Chrome and Google Android to pay heed to these vulnerabilities and adhere to any recommended security measures and patches to secure their devices and data. The timely application of patches is strongly encouraged to ensure system security. In the recent wave of Microsoft-related fears, U.S. Congressman Don Bacon has reported that his emails were hacked, allegedly by Chinese spies associated with Microsoft. Bacon claims this breach was facilitated through a weakness in Microsoft software, compromising both his personal and campaign emails. On the international front, a Russian hacking group known as Bluenet Russia has been making waves. This group is responsible for a significant disruption at Zurich Airport, causing a shutdown of the airport's website through a distributed denial-of-service DDoS attack. This incident resulted in considerable disturbance for the airport's digital services. These events underscore the increasing relevance of cybersecurity and the necessity for robust software systems. The protection of individuals, organizations, and critical infrastructure from cyber threats is paramount. Tune in for further updates on these evolving cybersecurity issues. News from Russia indicates a mounting threat to Ukraine's Danube River ports due to a surge in Russian drone activity. Reports suggest these unmanned aerial vehicles are being leveraged for intelligence gathering, potentially causing disruption to vital operations in the area. Simultaneously, Russian espionage appears to extend beyond direct military efforts. In the United Kingdom, three Bulgarian nationals are undergoing trial, suspected of acting as Russian spies. Allegedly using counterfeit passports to orchestrate their operations, this emerging case adds to the mounting concerns about Russia's intelligence activities on foreign soil. Moreover, the geopolitical tension in the Black Sea region is escalating. Recently, a cargo ship raid by Russian forces added further pressure on Ukraine, underscoring Russia's intensifying aggressive maneuvers in this area. Taken together, these incidents underline the prevailing geopolitical tensions involving Russia and its neighboring countries. They also spotlight the growing concerns regarding Russia's alleged interference and assertive military tactics in the region. Stay connected for additional updates regarding this unfolding situation. In the latest UN news, the President of South Korea has expressed the need for intensified security cooperation between his country, the United States, and Japan as they plan for an upcoming summit at Camp David to address the escalating nuclear threats from North Korea. He stressed the importance of unified efforts and collaboration among these nations to effectively respond to these challenges. The summit will serve as a strategic platform for the leaders to devise a robust plan to counteract North Korea's nuclear threat. This underlines the significance of international alliances in ensuring regional security amidst such threats. Stay with us for more updates on this ongoing story. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode on cybersecurity, where we explore the importance of protecting our digital lives and staying vigilant against online threats.